This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we meet Anchorage's newest modern dance group, the Pulse Dance Company. Stephanie Wanchala is the founder and has managed to recruit all kinds of talent.
Quite a few ballerinas and then a lot of modern dancers who actually went through UAA's modern dance program. We're also very lucky to have dancers who've been through East High School's Contempo. So we have a lot of different flavors of movement coming together to create this one cohesive unit of Pulse.
On a recent evening, I dropped in to watch the group rehearse their newest production titled Ever After.
Okay, so should we revisit Babies real quick? Okay, then let's go to Dear.
Ever After is an interpretation of both folklore and fairy tales. So what I'm drawing from are the underlying themes throughout these historical fables. And often they deal with a woman's growth from maiden to matron to crone, and that the growing pains. And so that's a lot of what this show has to do with.
Many of the fables in the performance are based on the classic Grimm fairy tales, but Wanchala says you can expect to see all kinds.
Several that we're featuring in this particular production incorporate Cinderella. We have the fable of the Little Red Hen. We touch on the Snow Queen. We have three girls who are dressed up as Rapunzel, Snow White, and the Little Mermaid.
The group has even managed to put one of their own Alaskan spins on the production.
There's often deer in fairy tales and fables, and deer shed their antlers, and I interpreted that as kind of this vehicle for change for our protagonist. And so since we're in Alaska, I just used some caribou antlers, and every time there's an important moment of change, we have a dancer who crosses the stage in this beautiful kind of fairy tale gown and then this monumental caribou rack.
I'm seen being a rabid deer and a bunny and a torn girl kind of in her prime.
That's Rachel Dreggy, one of the original members of the Pulse Dance Company, and she's one of the few who are not classically trained.
Most of our dancers kind of have this really formal ballet background, and I actually was a basketball player for my whole life.
As a child, Dreggy was a fan of Grimm's fairy tales, but now that she's grown, she's excited to put a modern twist on the stories with some real-life relevance.
The reason why this show is so interesting is because it's kind of taking these really dark, like, themes that you see in Grimm's fairy tales and making them more relatable. It's just, I guess it's interesting to see it played out in a more humanistic way.
One of the ways the performance combines ancient and modern concepts is through music, with some songs being whimsical while others having a more digital sound. Finding music has been one of the many tasks for Wanchala as the director of Ever After, but the most difficult of them has been deciding how to deliver a unique performance on stories that are so well known.
I think the biggest challenge is taking these ideas and not spoon-feeding them to your audience, and I think that's actually going to be a challenge for the audience as well, because they've heard the word fairy tales and folklore, and so they're going to come in and probably expect Hansel and Gretel skipping around, and that's absolutely not the case. So I think both the audience and I are going into this experience together to see what the ultimate message is that we can come out with. I'm most excited to see everyone in the audience, to feel what they're feeling throughout the show, and to have that interactive experience as a community. I ultimately would like for the audience to leave thinking about what are society's expectations of them, and more importantly, what are their expectations for themselves? And to step back and reassess those expectations and think, now, are these realistic? Who am I trying to make happy by making these choices or by feeling this way?
Perhaps even more crucial is what viewers will consider long after the performance is over.
And I think what's most important with that, with the happily ever after line, is that while the whole process won't always be happy, the end can be happy, and it depends on yourself and your outlook and choices that you make for yourself, because you can't wait for Prince Charming. He's out there, and you are a princess. It kind of comes down to perspective, and I think that's my biggest message, is your own take on your own life and where is your happily ever after.
The Pulse Dance Company's Ever After begins this weekend at APU's Grant Hall. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.